and Rick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. What is the Republican Party doing in the face of this invasion, the slaughter of Ukrainians? Ukraine is a largish country, what, 40 million people? Vast, vast country by acreage. Russia is vastly larger and has about 300 million people. Russia has sealed off Ukraine, has blockaded it, blocked off the Black Sea, the Sea of Azov, surrounded on three sides, Belarus to the north, Russia to the east, the Black Sea to the south. Why haven't they sealed it off in the west too? Because Ukraine has a border with Poland. Poland is a NATO member, and the Russians are not going to send anybody into Poland because Joe Biden, in his speech yesterday, it was a magnificent speech, said that we will defend every inch of NATO territory under Article 5. An attack against one is an attack against all. Poland is a member of NATO. One of the greatest things that was done following the collapse of the Soviet Union was bringing in virtually all of Eastern Europe into NATO. And so this is going like, I don't know if you ever played Texas Hold'em. It's a poker game. I like playing it, playing tournaments. In Texas Hold'em, there's a move you can make going all in. So you can sit there with a couple of cards. Nobody knows what they are. And you don't know what their cards are. And you push all your chips in the middle and say, I'm all in. That puts a lot of pressure on the other side. If they say, I call, push their chips all in, and they lose, they're out of the game. Of course, if they win, they've doubled up their chips and you're out of the game. It's a high-risk move unless you have a very, very strong hand. Putin has gone all in Ukraine, invading it. It's not a NATO country. And he has said, he shoots his mouth off, he's a bully. And he said, if anybody interferes, you will suffer a consequence such as you've never suffered in your history. Translated, that means nuclear weapons. Biden has a stronger hand because of the alliance in Europe and because of NATO. And Biden just pushed all in himself. And he said, if you set single foot onto a NATO country, we will respond with the full force of the American military. Now that's really all in. That's really all in. Russia has 4,497 nuclear warheads. We have 3,750. But you don't just count warheads. We have the most advanced submarine fleet in history. Their few submarines are a threat to the safety of their own crews. Not infrequently, they can't come to the surface and they suffocate. We have more than 10 aircraft carriers that are state of the art that can launch hundreds of aircraft in a few minutes with nuclear weapons. Russia has one aircraft carrier that's being refurbished because they didn't have the money to refurbish it for a while. And even when it's functional, they can't safely launch aircraft. So for instance, in Syria, they had it dock in Syria, offloaded the aircraft, had them take off from landing strips on land, and then load them back on and say it's an aircraft carrier. They're the gang that they can't shoot straight. But they do have the equivalent of ICBMs. They have launched cruise and ballistic missiles on Ukraine, on urban areas. They say it's against military installations, but they've killed a lot of civilians. They're a genocidal culture under people like Putin. So Trump was on the Laura Ingraham show the other day, and he blamed the invasion on the, quote, rigged 2020 election, end quote. At that, Laura Ingraham, the dregs of journalism, you can't even call it journalism, Laura Ingraham, a bottom feeder, a mudfish, the bottom of a polluted lake, down there with Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, even she cut him off when he said that. because they've been sued for $1.5 billion by Dominion and other voting machine companies for lying about supposed defects in the voting machines, which was a lie. And $1.5 billion, if there's a judgment, it's a lot of cabbage. It's a lot of cabbage to pay off. But Trump, and this, the Republican Party right now is in a crisis on this. I've said this before. A week is 100 years in politics. A week. This invasion of Ukraine has shifted all elections in this country. Forget everything you've talked about, Build Back Better and all this stuff. All elections in this country in November, and then, of course, in 2024, are really going to be centered around who's an American and who's a traitor. Who's an American patriot, stands for our allies, stands against Russia, and who is a Russian agent. So here's what Trump said. Besides saying that it's Biden's fault for the about the invasion, here, this is an unbelievable, unbelievable thing that he said. He said, and he was in Mar-a-Lago, and this was taped, and he must have known it was taped. He said that, quote, Putin is taking over a country for $2 in sanctions. I think that's pretty smart. What a great piece of real estate, all that land. He just walks right in and he takes over a country for $2 in sanctions. That's treason. Praising Putin is treason. He didn't just walk right in. He's murdering Ukrainians. There is something in these subway systems. There'll be 5,000 Ukrainian in families, women, children, old people, sick people, healthy people. It's just a cross-section. 5,000 people with 5 bathrooms and no food. That's what Putin has done. A guy that came back with a very, very good response is the deputy press secretary for Biden. His deputy press secretary, Andrew Bates. And here's what he said. There's a picture of Trump and Putin in the past, and Trump is fawning on him. And Andrew Bates said, quote, two nauseating, fearful pigs who hate what America stands for and whose every action is driven by their own weakness and insecurity, rubbing their snouts together and celebrating as innocent people lose their lives. I couldn't say that better myself, and I like talking like that. I couldn't say that better myself. Andrew Bates. This is a deputy, this is the number two White House press secretary. Very clever of Biden, very, very clever of Biden. So Biden doesn't have to say it, Jen Psaki doesn't have to say it, but his White House said the following about Trump and Putin, quote, two nauseating, fearful pigs who hate what America stands for and whose every action is driven by their own weakness and insecurity, rubbing their snouts together and celebrating as innocent people lose their lives. That is the best description of Putin and Trump. Trump is Putin's slave. He's been blackmailed by Putin. He's been bribed by Putin. He's on the take from Putin. And the Republican Party and the people who are with Trump on that are betraying the United States. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.